Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship here at Faith. What a service we've got this morning, but as you were coming in, you may have noticed that we don't have much yet, but on the two sides and from time to time, you may want to start coming in on the sides a little bit just to see what we're going to be doing here for the next several weeks, because we have officially kicked off Shoes for the Souls this weekend. And somehow this church always manages to outdo themselves, and I suppose that's always our challenge every year. It's just, and of course, this isn't on trying to set new records or whatever it is. It's to try to help serve God's people. God's people that are seem to be in so much need, because it's gotten to the point where, as we learned this past year, we had the largest Shoes for the Souls program that we ever had a year ago, and yet by about Christmas time, we had a couple of the schools that were already asking for more. So we know that the need is there. So please help us with that. You probably have noticed it's like, well, wait a minute, don't we have communion this morning? Yeah, we have communion. By the time we get to communion, all this will be gone. But this morning is the day that we're going to be commissioning our youth. We have been waiting a long time. We have been supporting our youth for quite some time. And today's the day. We're going to be commissioning them. And in 3 days, they are going to be headed for Minneapolis to a National Youth Gathering under the theme that is up on the screen, Real, Present, God. We're going to be talking about that a little bit as we go through our services for this morning. So we thank everybody for being a part of our worship. Just a quick reminder that this is, we don't want people to forget about the faith cards, the script program, in which you can purchase gift cards for needs that benefit the ministries of the church. Today is one of those order days. Please keep remembering that and keep supporting that program, because it costs you nothing other than the cost of the gift card that you of something that you would be using anyway, but the ministries of the church benefit from that. We want to remember in our prayers for this morning Steve Schoenick. He is our head elder. He was taken to the hospital Friday evening. They are continuing to run a battery of tests to try to find out what's been going on. Of course, whenever you're dealing with a weekend, there might be a couple of the tests that they need to run that will have to wait until tomorrow morning. But he remains hospitalized this morning down at Trinity. And so we'll remember him in our prayers. And we've got some other things that we're going to be doing for prayers as we go through the service this morning. But with what's taking place in our worship this morning, we begin by calling to mind our baptisms in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, come, let us worship Him.
Beloved in Christ, God sent His Son as He promised to die for us and make us right with Him. With confidence, let us come before Him to confess our sins and to find the forgiveness we seek, beginning with a moment of silence. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake, grant us remission of all our sins, And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us, and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Let's greet one another now with the sign of the peace and presence of the Lord. And we continue in our service folders in the middle of page 4 with the service of the word.
Today's reading from the Holy Scripture appointed for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. The Old Testament lesson found in Psalm 46. Our real present God is our refuge, strength, and fortress. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble as its swelling. There is a river whose stream make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolation on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is the word of the Lord. The second lesson for this day is found in Galatians 6. In the power of our real present God, do not grow weary in doing good. St. Paul writes, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgressions, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own." One who taught the word must have shared all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever he sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and so I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as all who walk with this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I hear of my body the marks of Jesus, for I bear the body of the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you in spirit, brothers. Amen. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope. In our gospel lesson from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, where Jesus sends out the 72 to prepare them for their real present God coming as the promised Messiah. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me. The one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells." In the place of our creed for this morning, we take a portion of Dr. Martin Luther's Small Catechism, the introduction and first two petitions of the Lord's Prayer. What is the introduction to the Lord's Prayer? "Our Father, who art in heaven." What does this mean? With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. What is the first petition of the Lord's Prayer? Hallowed be thy name. What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be kept holy among us also. How is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. What is the second petition? Thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. How does God's kingdom come? God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. You may be seated. May the grace and mercy of our real present God be with you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The theme for the National Youth Gathering is the last two verses of the 46th Psalm. We read that psalm a little bit earlier this morning, where it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Well, I don't know how, if you feel like you're about to be sent as a bunch of sheep amongst wolves, but I can tell you this. You guys are about to go on a journey that very few of us have ever actually gone. We have some people here that have been around the world. We also have some people that don't do a whole lot of traveling. But I kind of want to ask here, how many of you gathered here have ever actually been to Minneapolis? A lot more hands go up today than what went up last night. Boy, we had hardly anybody last night that had been to Minneapolis. And that's good to know, because Minneapolis is still one of these cities that seems to understand its role. It's a community that takes a lot of pride. It's a community that it's almost like it understands that it's going to be receiving visitors, and it still cares enough about, even it cares enough that in the midst of brutal Minnesota winters, there is this connection of all of these skyways so that downtown you can go blocks and blocks and blocks without ever having to go outside. But of course, this is a time of year where maybe that's exactly what you want to do, is go outside. And if there is one place that has more lakes than we have here, and it took me a while to understand just how many lakes we have around here. There was some times that I was driving down 19, or sometimes I would be driving down McMullen Booth, and I'm wondering, why are there so few roads that connect those two? Well, then you go and you look at a map, and it's because there's all these lakes. Well, Minneapolis and the whole state of Minnesota is the same way. The only thing that they have more of there than lakes, though, is what they call the state bird. Mosquitoes. You better be ready for that, because it's one of the things that you will get to enjoy, but you are being sent out. You are being commissioned, not much different than Jesus sending out people to prepare them for Jesus. And that's what you're going to get to do. You are going to be showing people what the love of Jesus is really all about. Now, how are we going to be able to do this? I mean, you know, we're just a few people, 8 of us amongst what might be 25,000 youth and adults that are going to be gathering in Minneapolis. Well, it helps for us to know who this God is that we're supposed to be representing, that's supposed to be in our heart as we go forth from here. And yes, our God is real. No matter where you go, you're going to hear a lot of talk about things that people may not even understand, that they have a God other than the one true God, and who knows what that God is going to be. You know, we take a lot of pride in the fact that we, though we do not deserve to be part of God's kingdom, we have been made a part of his kingdom through the suffering and death of Jesus Christ on the cross. But when you hear the term pride, you hear anything but that. And I need to warn you about something. No matter how much pride you have in the faith, and I doubt that you'll have time in the midst of all that you're going to be doing to watch the 10 o'clock news. And by the way, in Minneapolis, it's the 10 o'clock news, not the 11 o'clock news, because they're on a different time zone. Don't be surprised if you don't hear much or anything about this conference of 25,000 people called Real Present God. Because somehow, society has their other gods. There are other gods that they're more than happy to take pride in, even call themselves that, as even as we have people coming down here that will make sure that they're going to be on every television station that we can get them on. We aren't doing this so that we can be placed on TV. We are doing this for the transforming of lives, because our God is real. But our God is also something else. And as we prepare ourselves for a trip that you've heard so much about, but we really can't know what it is we're getting into until we're actually there. Well, once you're present up in Minneapolis, you're going to learn something else, that our God is present there with you. You know, one of the great things about gathering and worship here is to be in the presence of the Lord. Now, it's not like as soon as worship is over, we walk out, the Lord stays here, and now we're out on our own for the rest of the week until we come back in. No, our God is always present with us. And there's a comfort to that. You know, I've had to go on these things. I've had to, as an adult, I've had to take people on these things. And it's amazing some of the things that we run into, and maybe we'll run into a little bit of this while we're gone, where for one person, just because the fact that the cuisine is just a little bit different, we get a little bit of an upset stomach, or worse, one or two of us being so far from home actually gets homesick. Those things happen, but in the midst of, as we gather together as a group, we draw ourselves closer to each other than we ever have before when things like that happen. When you do that, remember this, that God himself has gathered himself right in the midst of you and inside of each of you to let you know that this real present God is present no matter what it is that you do, no matter where it is that you go, no matter what it is you're going to be asked to share in. The things that you're going to be doing here in the next several days are good. Some of it you can anticipate. Some of it you have no idea what's coming your way. But it's all exciting because it's all about a God that is present in our life and cared so much about us that he sent his son. He sent his son for you. He sent his son that you might have life, even at the cost of his own son's life. And I suppose then that is what ultimately this is about, because it may sound like something that's almost repetitive, but guess what? Our God is God. He's got the power to be able to transform lives. I'm going to be giving you, all of you that are going to be going up to Minneapolis, I'm going to be giving you guys a bit of a challenge here in just a few moments. I think you read about it. I think you heard about it. I think you're curious what that challenge is going to be. But know this, God challenges us every single day by opening up doors for us, shining the light of his love, and letting you see things that other people cannot see. Because one thing I promise you, with this real present God in your lives. Hopefully, family circumstances will still allow me where I can take you over on Wednesday and pick you up the following Monday and bring you back home. But I already know this, whether you know it or not, that the people I'm going to be taking home are going to be very different people than the people that I'm going to take over in 3 days. Oh, in one sense, there's no doubt how true that's going to be. You guys are going to be, when you come back a week from tomorrow, you're going to be a brand of tire you haven't known in a long time. Even if you think you're ready for that, these things wear you out. But you're also going to come back as somebody who truly is transformed. God is preparing us so that we also can go out into the world, so that we can see what the joy is of having our names written in the book of life. And even as you know, some of you are already getting ready to go to college or whatever else it is, there's an entire life in front of you that's going to be different now. Your eyes are going to see, your heart is going to be able to understand things you didn't understand before. This is truly a transformative event, even as it was for me, as I went to a couple of them way back in the 1970s. Okay, yeah, that was a long time ago. But these things continue to change lives, because when you're around this many people that all are there on behalf of the God who is God for you, it changes lives. And it allows us, when we are in the midst of God's people, to also transform lives, because we are going to be there so that we can shine our light for other people. Whether you're going to be doing servant events up there or whatever it is that's waiting for you for the rest of your life, it is all going to be about experiencing in ways you never thought possible who this real, present God really is. And that's why the theme of the gathering and the theme of what we're sharing today, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth, for the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And as we prepare for that fortress, I am preparing here for this morning, my friends, certain things that I want you to see here. Before we even do the commissioning, you must be wondering, hey, we've got communion today. What is all of this here? Well, these are little bags that we have prepared on behalf of, we got a Thrivent grant that these are going to be going with our youth. Just part of the blessing that they're going to be going forth from us. And this is what we're going to be doing in a few minutes, is sending them off with our blessing. But we want to send them off with more than that. So we've got a little thing in here, because since they're going to be in the business of saving lives, we have brought along some lifesavers that they're going to have. And we've also have got some things in here in which, since they've got to be the ones that are going to be cleaning up the messes of life, we have got both a thing of Kleenex and also an all-purpose thing. We've got a bunch of snacks so that they are able, in the midst of the things that they're going to be doing. And by the way, these are also little bags that have got a little insulation in them, so that even in the midst of backpacks and stuff that they're going to be getting up there, they're going to be able to keep with them whatever it is that they need. Because let's face it, whatever they see in Minneapolis this time of year, it's not going to be 20 degrees below zero like it gets there in the wintertime. It's going to be quite warm. And by the way, one of the things that they will not be receiving from us is a Bible. There will be a special National Youth Gathering Bible that each and every one of them is going to receive. And so, I'm going to be asking at this time, all of them that are going to be commissioned, I'm going to have you come forward here, and I'm going to have you turn and face to people. And as you're coming forward, for everybody else, let's watch this. So we begin, my friends, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Friends in Christ, you are about to begin a journey where you will assemble with other Christians to confess the name of our real, present God. There in this metropolitan area that has almost 1 million more people than the Tampa, St. Petersburg area, you will gather in the presence of Jesus, who revealed God's love for the world. You will serve in Jesus' name as he first served you. You will hear his word, knowing it is a light for your path. In response for all Jesus does for you, you will offer him your thanks and praise. As you gather and interact with over 25,000 young men and women, you will grow in your understanding that life in this world, both close to home and far away from home, is broken and messy with human sin. Indeed, our sin has real consequences, and all of us have real problems, but God's forgiveness is real and overcomes our brokenness, our trouble, our confusion, and our sorrow. As you spend several days in a place far from where many of you have ever been before, you will also grow in your understanding that Jesus is present everywhere, and he will be especially present in the power of your faith and in his word and in the sacraments. And because Jesus is present, we can be present in our relationship with God and present ourselves and our faith to one another. The days of this precious gathering will allow you to experience God's presence in and through his people. You will see up close how diverse his community is and how it spans across space and time. And in this faith community, you will see the abundance of God's grace even as you show forth the fruits of your faith, practicing love and forgiveness and bearing one another's burdens as well as sharing in their joys. During the gathering, you will have the opportunity to confess that God is present as ruler and judge and over all creation. You will also be reassured that God is all-powerful and all-personal. Indeed, God is for us in Christ Jesus. And when you return home, you will find what it means to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes, you will be empowered to live life and to serve together, sharing the message of the gospel and our real present God. Now, you go as ambassadors, both for Christ and of this congregation, Faith Lutheran Church of Newport Richey, Florida. The members of this congregation have watched, worked, supported, and prayed for you as you have prepared for this event. And now they join with you in what is truly a faith journey, a destination of the heart and a pilgrimage of souls. And as we do, I now ask the following. Gathering participants, as you go forth from here, do you commit yourselves to proclaim Jesus Christ as your Savior in every part of life and the one who draws near to you in every time of trouble and fear? Will you commit yourselves to celebrate the good news of our real present God? Will you spend your time in Minnesota rejoicing, serving, worshiping, praying, and showing how he is our refuge and strength? If so, respond by saying, God's presence is our refuge and strength. God's presence is our refuge and strength. I now direct my attention to the members of Faith Lutheran Church. And friends, these are our own people that we are sending forth to a faraway place, people that we have supported. Will you commit yourself spiritually to join in all that they do, praying for them and letting God move you to faith and action as he is going to move them? If so, respond, God's presence is our refuge and strength. God's presence is our refuge and strength. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, our real and present God, you have watched over these young people and you have prepared them for service to you, for a journey that is going to be, yes, a long physical journey, but also a huge spiritual journey as we confess who you are and what you have done in their lives and in all lives. We pray for safe travel for them. We ask that in the midst of all that is going to be taking place in the next several days, that this would be an opportunity for them to see what you really do and how you really carry out what you would have done in the lives of each and every one of us. May each of us be touched by that faith that you have placed into our hearts, and may that faith come alive, that we are prepared to do whatever it is that is needed on behalf of God's people in the Twin Cities. Watch over them During times of whatever it is that they may face here in the next several days. Return them to us in a few days, always mindful of what God can do for them throughout their lives, and prepared as your people to serve you, our real and present God. This we pray in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, I have got two challenges. The first one is for you. Now, we've supported these youth an awful lot. You've gone to their car washes and to the events that they've had, and some of you have just plain gotten up and written checks to our youth. Fantastic, and we are grateful for every bit of it. But this is not an event that needs to kind of be off by itself. These guys are going to be gone for about 5 or 6 days, and during that time, I think it would help them to know that you are still every bit as interested in them during those days that they're gone as you have been while they've been here. And so some of you, if you have got a website, a lot of the major gathering events are going to be on the website lcmsgathering.com. Now, I'll be sending out an email that'll have that information in it where you can be watching these guys. And I'll tell you, there would be nothing that would be more heartening to some of these people than for you to come up to them after the gathering is over and say, you know what, I watched that event that one night, and you tell them a little bit about what you saw, which is the same as you're watching on computer as they're going to get to see live. Now, if you can't do that, because the times are not always going to line up for you, let them know that you are praying for them every single day. Starting today, tomorrow and Tuesday, they're going to be preparing, packing their suitcases and whatever else. They're gathering here early Wednesday morning. They leave from here Wednesday morning. They fly out of Orlando Wednesday. The gathering starts on Thursday and will go through next week Monday, and then they'll fly home yet on the following Monday. Every single day, spend a little bit of time in prayer for each and every one of these people, because, again, there are people. And because there are people, here's my challenge for you guys. The last time I took a group to a national youth gathering, it was from a congregation that had a name that was unique enough that people would remember that name. One thing I promise you, there's only going to be one group in the entire national youth gathering that comes from Newport Richey. Okay? By the time you come home, I want there to be large groups of people. People in the airport, people at your hotel, people at the gathering, one way or another. I want you to let them know where they're going to remember from now on that name, Newport Richey. And it's going to be something very, very positive. What is it that you're going to do that they remembered? Well, you'll know, and you'll figure that out. But by the time you come home, the name of Newport Richey is going to be coming off the tongues of a lot of people who had never, ever previously heard of that name before. But it's because you guys are going to be shining the light of Christ, and you're going to be doing so as a group. And if they said, well, who are you guys? And all you got to do is tell them, hey, we're Newport Richey. And we are the people of the real present God. That's our challenge, my friends. And that's what I want us to be able to do. Before I do an individual commissioning here, I know that you've got some things you'd like to share with God's people. Yes? And by the way, don't be afraid if it'll help you to use the... And now, I extend the right hand of fellowship to Bethany, to Meredith, to Joseph, to Brittany, to Christy, to Will, and to Kristen. May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has equipped you in the power of the Holy Spirit, strengthen you with these graces. He sends you forth as his witness to show forth his eternal light in all that you do. His peace go with you. Amen. You can return to your seats. Thank you very much. And thanks. We look forward to hearing from you guys while you're gone and once you get back. Oh, my goodness. What's the matter with me? Guys, so just stay here for just a minute. You'll come back here for a little bit. I've got these special bags for everybody here. And I didn't realize we had two different sizes, but this will work out wise. This is the adult bag here. So I've got an adult bag for each of our adults here. And then... we have got bags for our young ladies here and bags for our gentlemen. Now, we do have one. Aiden Thompson is missing, but we'll make sure that he gets his bag before it is that he leaves. And those things, guys, will slip nicely into your suitcase, the suitcase that has to stay at 40 pounds or less. Okay. All right. God's blessings be with you. Right. The stuff that's in there is for the gathering trip. You can return to your seats. Thank you very much. And at this time, my friends, let's receive our offerings. For those of us who are not going to be going to the National Youth Gathering, our focus then, of course, turns to another event that is coming into our area. I'm going to skip past a video that we have here going to be this year, but I'm going to get us here where we're going to, see if I can get this to go past here. Okay. This is the convention Bible study. We're going to be, as again part of an email, we're going to be sending out electronic copies of this. But for those of you that don't get our emails or want a paper copy, we have some copies back on the back table. The participant's guide for the convention Bible study that we would like you to kind of share as we prepare for the probably the only time that the National Church body will be gathered in convention here in the next 3 weeks. The worship service that begins, the convention is actually 3 weeks from last night. And here on Sunday morning would be the first morning that they're actually going to be starting convention business. A number of you have volunteered for this. More of you have also asked about the prospect of being able to just be guests down there to see what it is that takes place. If there's more of you that would like to do that, by all means, come and see me and we'll make sure, because there are still openings to help serve. But for all of us, please follow along and make this a part of our lives as we prepare for what is the convention theme, Joyfully Lutheran. We will have more about the convention here the next couple of weeks as we prepare for it. Let's continue then with the sung Kyrie followed by the Lord's Prayer. Please stand. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. Almighty God, you have built your church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Continue to send your messengers to preserve your people in true peace, that by the sharing and proclaiming of your word, wherever we are sent, your church may grow with many more, all of whose names are written in the book of life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, we look to you for all things in life. We look to your will and your power in the midst of the trouble and sorrow of this world. We ask that you be with those that are going through any malady of body, soul, heart, or mind. We pray on behalf of Steve Schoenick, who is hospitalized at Trinity, on behalf of a number of God's people, both as members of our congregation, on behalf of the families of members of our congregation who are facing struggles of life, sicknesses, sorrows, and all of the other things that the darkness of this world brings. We now lift up before you someone in our own life that is in need of the special help that can come only from you, that we name before you now in a moment of silence. Cause your will for good to prevail. When the fullness of your time has come, give everlasting peace to all of us who have been gathered before you as you have written our names in the book of life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you've had mercy on us and given your only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You once proclaimed your name to Moses in the burning bush, and through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you unveiled the mystery of your holy name in the Trinity of persons and the unity of being. Grant that we who have been baptized and instructed in the name that is above all names may faithfully eat and drink of your Son's body and blood and worship you in spirit and truth, O Father, through your Son in the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, as you give your body and blood to eat and to drink, may we now always remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Friends, I'd like you to stand and kind of face me where I'm headed here. I don't get too many chances to do this, and it's one of the truly joyful things that we have the opportunity to do here. And in the midst of, we've had a number of our members that have gone on to other congregations. In fact, I just sent out a letter of transfer this past week for another one of our members. But again, by the time we find out that they were going to be leaving our midst, we weren't able to do this. But Sue Leader has been somebody so very, very special. This is her last Sunday in our midst as she heads for Michigan. And the best thing that we can do is to be sending her off the same way that we send off people that we know are going to return to us, whether she does or not, with God's blessings and with God's speed. So let's bow our heads here on behalf of Sue in a word of prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, wherever it is that your children go, you are with them. Whatever the circumstances are that have us leading our lives in places we prepare ourselves for and in places that we do not, always goes with your blessing, with your love, and with you leading the way to whatever it is that you have ready for us. The challenges that have been gathered before Sue in her life here are well known, and that you have blessed her each and every day that she has been here, and indeed she has been a blessing to us. As she goes forth now from our midst, may you bless her, may you give her your love, and may the precious love of your benediction go with her. As she now goes forward up north in the midst of a plan that you may know and you may be the only one who knows, but in which we go in the power and love and presence of what is truly a real present God. Bless and be with her, and may each and every one of us always prepare ourselves for whatever it is that you would have us do, knowing that it will be your good and gracious will that will be done. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God's blessings. Okay, my friends, as we face the front for the last little bit of our service here, our closing prayer is indeed, it says that it's a prayer for grace. It is actually a prayer for travel, and it's mostly on behalf of, again, our youth that we're going to be sending forth. So the prayer is up on the screen. Let's pray it together. Lord God, our Father, you kept Abraham and Sarah in safety throughout the days of their pilgrimage. You led the children of Israel through the midst of the sea, and by a star you led the wise men to the infant Jesus. Protect and guide us in our travels. Make our ways safe and our homecomings joyful. And bring us at last to our heavenly home, where you dwell in glory with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. As you depart today, we are going to hear what is the theme song for the National Youth Gathering. So friends, thanks for being a part of our service. Remember our youth. Go in peace and serve the Lord.